Everybody, welcome to the 2021 AFLW Grand Final.
Tucked it under the arm and ran all the way. Oima King falling over. Couple of bites. Front and centre, Jazzy Garner.
On the right leg, lets it fly. She's snuck it in. She has just. So Bessio has Callum second.
Pontus there. McDonald slings her around, but Pontus still got a toe to it. On the way to the ground, she pokes it through from the top of the goal square.
It's Adelaide taking on Brisbane.
Thrown in right on the hot spot. Purcell from the pack, slaps it towards goal. Olivia Purcell, the star of the show for Geelong.
They've fallen over. It's opened the door for Collingwood. Darcy will come in, share it by hand, into the open goal.
Molloy shows a great turn of speed. She takes a bounce. She's just got to sit up. She's in an open goal square. She keeps her feet beautifully, and she will finish it off.
Women's footy on AFL Nation. For McDonald's, try Macca's New McSpicy and Palmy Chicken Burger.
And a very warm welcome to the Adelaide Oval for the 2021 AFLW Grand Final. It is a pleasure to be here this afternoon and witness two sides that have been here before and gone up against each other before as well. Back in 2017, the Adelaide Crows took on the Brisbane Lions. It was the Crows, the victors on that occasion. They went on to win the 2019 Premiership, while the Lions are still searching for their first Premiership as they enter their third attempt to try and gain some success this afternoon. I'm Matthew Cox. It's a pleasure to welcome you to Women's Footy on AFL Nation for McDonald's, Try Macca's New McSpicy and Palmy Chicken Burger. We're set for an action-packed pre-game show. We'll be joined this afternoon by Craig Starcevich, the Brisbane Lions coach, as he enters his 30. He also had some good news during the week, being named the AFLW Coach of the Year from the AFL Coaches Association. We'll also catch up with Al Downey, who's been our women's footy expert for a majority of the 2021 season. But as I welcome Miles Fitzner to the broadcast today, guiding us through the action, hello to you.
Hello, Coxie. Great to be here. It's the big dance, the two powerhouse teams of the AFLW competition. The weather has been turned on a treat. You've asked for it, Coxie, and well, the Oval looks a picture. We're in for a stellar game, I think.
It absolutely is. And also welcoming to the broadcast a former Adelaide Crows champion, Richard Douglas, this afternoon. Afternoon to you, Richard.
Yeah, thank you. Really looking forward to it as well. Obviously, no bigger stage for women's football. Adelaide Oval last year or 2 years ago, we had 53,000. So looking forward to seeing what the crowd brings today. But, you know, two great rivals in the modern game for the girls. 2017, obviously a big game. And the Crows go over the Lions, so looking forward to seeing what the Lions can bring today.
And we're going to get stuck straight into our pre-game this afternoon by chatting with Adelaide General Manager of Football, Adam Kelly. Adam, thanks very much for joining us this afternoon on Women's Footy on AFL Nation.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How's the nerves as you enter the third grand final appearance and chasing a third premiership?
Yeah, it's one of anticipation today. We the group have responded remarkably well to what was a disappointing year in 2020, and that's, I guess, that speaks to the quality of the group. Nine of our players who take to the field today are two-time premiership players, and seven have been there before, five for the first time. So it's a high-quality group, really connected and committed, and you know, they've enjoyed a wonderful season, and we look forward with anticipation.
A lot's been made about the loss of your skipper during the week, Chelsea Randall, out of the side. Just take us through the emotional rollercoaster that the club's been through this week with her, and also the way that she announced the captaincy duties for Angela Foley this afternoon.
Yeah, it's been gut-wrenching for Chelsea to have to go through that and for the club. Chelsea is an inaugural player with the club, and really the foundations she has set, along with players like Aaron Phillips, have been outstanding. So for our skipper to not be available today is a gut-wrenching moment for all involved. But Chelsea herself has been remarkable. We forecasted she probably would be. She's a wonderful ambassador for the game and for the football club. But you know, I think she's even caught everyone by surprise with just how well she's handled the situation, handing over the captaincy to a great teammate in Ange Foley. But the way she's handled it internally, the way she's messaged the situation externally, is a real credit to her, and we couldn't be more proud of the way she's conducted herself.
Adam, Miles Fitzner here, mate. The Crows, they're 0-2 against Brisbane, both games being played at Norwood, though. You happy about taking on Brisbane here at Adelaide Oval?
Yeah, look, I think over the history, I think we've played on four occasions since the AFLW commenced back in 17, and I don't think there's been a result that's been any more than 13 points. More recently, we beat Brisbane up there, which was one of only two defeats I've had across the season. As you'd expect, when you get into a grand final, both teams are of high quality, and I guess it's going to come down to which of the two groups handles the occasion best. We have the confidence in knowing that the majority of our players have been on the big stage before and know the Oval Bowl in particular. So that gives us some confidence, but you know, two quality teams will be going at it this afternoon.
I'm going to harp on a bit about this today, but Marinoff last week, absolutely superb, and the game was huge. Are we expecting another big show from Ebb today?
Yeah, I think you know there's going to be a real battle in there in the midfield with Ebony Marinoff and Anne Hatcher leading the way for ourselves, and they're coming up against quality and Emily Bates and Ellie Anderson and Catherine Bark, and we've got young Tia Charlton who's been given some support in there, and Phillips typically makes a way in the centre square as well. So yeah, Ebony's you know a critical player for us, as is Anne. You know, when we get the ball inside of our forward half, that really allows the brilliance of sort of Phillips and Ponter and Shear to shine, and then the work ethic of Martin and Button and Mules to really come to the fore. So if we can win that midfield battle, that'll certainly go a long way to determining the result.
Adam Richie Douglas here, mate. Good luck today to the team. Obviously, the women have been fantastic over 5 years, two grand finals already in today. You must be really proud of their program, and not just the girls, but the way the club as a whole and the supporter base and members have really got around the women's program to probably be the, you know, the envy of the rest of the competition.
Yeah, we certainly are, Richie. They are a source of pride, and it's not just for the on-field results. The way they promote the game in South Australia, I think back in 2015, 1 in 45 participants in the game here in South Australia were female, and in 2021 that's grown to 1 in 8, and there's a lot of good work that's been happening right across the board, but you know our women's players have been great ambassadors for the game of footy, and the game has really thrived because of the role models that we have in our group. And yeah, it's a really proud day for the club. Regardless of the result, what our women's team have been able to do since 17 has been terrific.
And as we let you go, Adam, we appreciate your time this afternoon on what's a very busy day for you and the footy club. Just for you personally, given your involvement with women's footy, I know you've been involved at the local level as well and being the driving force behind that. To see the success today and see the blueprint, how satisfied does that make you?
Yeah, it makes us all satisfied. No matter what competition, level of footy, male, female, when you see players give it their absolute all, and that's what we see in our team week in, week out, you can't help but walk away positively affected by the way they go about things. And they're a special group. Being around them makes you feel good about being involved in the footy club, and that says a lot. So, we're really proud of them and really looking forward to this afternoon.
Well, hopefully for your sake, the Crows can get their third premiership from three attempts. Good luck this afternoon. Enjoy the day here at the Adelaide Oval. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, gents. Have a good call.
Adam Kelly, the Adelaide General Manager of Football, joining us as part of our pre-match show this afternoon live from the Adelaide Oval in the build-up to this afternoon's grand final between the Adelaide Crows and the Brisbane Lions. Richard, the Crows this afternoon, the build-up this week, what does it mean for this city and specifically the club, given your links to it, to have another crack or another opportunity at some grand final success?
Yeah, it's huge. As Adam said, the pride that the club feel for these girls is fantastic. And I really feel that seeps into the members. Through the men's team the last couple of years has been really challenging. But the girls have been one real shining light, and we'll see the support from the crowd today. And their experience in the 17 and 19 is going to hold them in good stead. Obviously some adversity this week with Chelsea not being able to play, but I think that'll really galvanise the group, and I'm really looking forward to what they're going to bring today. I reckon they'll be red hot from the start, and keen to see if the Lions can match it.
And Miles, a relatively stable side, Adelaide, considering the expansion that the AFLW's gone through, and we'll go through Brisbane in a moment. For the Adelaide Crows, relatively stable list in terms of the experienced players that they've got.
Absolutely, and it just shows too, 14 of their 21 are South Australians. You've got six of them all from the one sort of amateur club in Morphettville Park Club. You've got nine going for their third grand final. They've managed to keep their group together. They're all really good friends. You talk to the women off the field. They party together, they work together, they associate together. It's a really tight-knit group. It's big. It's a big thing for this town. Huge thing for this town. Last time we were here, Dougie, we had a big crowd, didn't we? It's
53,000, which is just incredible, really.
53,000 Coxie we had. So, I mean, we're going to expect, close enough to 35, I think, today, gents, aren't we?
And great atmosphere, yeah. Isn't it? I know the COVID situation, that sort of puts a dampener on things, but to be able to get a crowd and an atmosphere here at one of the great grounds of footy, it's my first time here and I'm already loving it.
Or you're fitting right in, Coxie, just sliding in beautifully.
It's a magnificent afternoon here in Adelaide, a top of 20 degrees there or thereabouts. Little bit of wind which is blowing down towards the old scoreboard end here at the Adelaide Oval as well.
Well, just on that, Dougie, it can get a bit swirly here, can't it? And it looks deceiving in that hill end, in that pocket, but you can sort of expect a breeze, but the breeze can sort of swirl a little bit in the middle of the ground.
Yeah, it can a little bit. Where the scoreboards are and the little gaps in the stands, wind can tend to flow through there, so that can be a little bit tricky when kicking a goal, but generally, yeah, it will come from the south and blow towards the scoreboard end, but looking out there now, it looks pretty nice. I don't think the wind is going to play too much of a part. It's a pretty perfect day for footy.
Just take us back to the 2016-2017 period when you were still involved with the Crows heavily and when the women's program started up. Could you envisage the success that they've been able to build just from the feeling and aura that was around the group at the time?
Yeah, I don't think so. Certainly not. You know, from a men's point of view, we really... we're a bit taken back by the girls that come in and sharing locker space and our facilities with them. So it was a bit of an interesting one at the time. But now I know, speaking with a few of the guys that are really close, the men's and the women's team, and actually Tom Lynch is the forwards coach of the girls this year, which is fantastic. But, I mean, what they've brought to the club, Adam touched on that earlier, it's just been fantastic. And, you know, they really work in close in tandem, the girls and the males, and share stories and at times do actually train together. So it's a great thing for our footy club, and I think it's one where the Crows are leading.
Dougie, I'll ask you one more question. Last time Adelaide played in a grand final, two players in Shear and Phillips both did ACLs. Do you carry any mental scars coming into a game like today?
Oh, look, I'd like to hope not. It's obviously, it'd be in the back of their mind, but I think, you know, they were good enough to get the job done, two down that day, and, you know, fingers crossed for Aaron, and they can get through and have a really good game.
And on the other side of the equation today, the Brisbane Lions, for me, are a really intriguing story. So they played in the first two grand finals against the Crows and the Bulldogs, and they lost those both by 6 points. As we've got the Welcome to Country currently taking place out on the ground, we might capture a little bit of that.
And this continues today. We are Yelaka, old wisdom, new ways. We greet you to the spirit of this place, Tandawuma, the dreaming place of the red kangaroo. We wish both Adelaide Crows and Brisbane the best of luck today. And in saying that, we say Nakara, which in our language means till our paths meet again in that circle. Thank you.
The Welcome to Country taking place out in the middle of the Adelaide Oval. As I was saying, that the Brisbane Lions, they had those 2 years of success and then expansion hit. They lost a number of players throughout that period. Many went to the Gold Coast Suns, a few went to St Kilda and other Victorian clubs as well. They dipped down a little bit, but then a resurgence this season to get them back involved. It's quite remarkable. They've got a nice balance of experience and youth in the side.
Yeah, they sure do, and I think it's led by their coach, Craig Starcevich. You know, really good program, clearly, they've got up there. Been able to hold a few senior players, and I think their Pathways program is really strong too. So, along with the Crows, I think they're at the cutting edge of the women's game. Obviously, with their holistic program, they're doing some really good stuff. So, for them, hopefully they go well today. They deserve some silverware. Obviously, they don't want to go to losing three grand finals, but they're a proud club and I'm sure they'll do well.
We'll be speaking to Craig Starcevich very shortly, the coach, giving us some time. Not often you get to speak to the coach as grand final preparations get underway, but Craig Starcevich to be joining us very shortly. From a Queensland footy perspective, we've seen how much it's grown from a women's perspective over the journey, and Craig has also been at the forefront of that, developing the talent pathway programs. Again, it's just incredible to think that they are yet again contending, the Brisbane Lions, considering the growth of Collingwood, considering Melbourne as well, that were threats, and that preliminary final last week was a beauty.
Yeah, absolute corker. But yet you sort of think about Brisbane as whether or not players would want to actually go up there, and Melbourne being a more fancied sort of destination club and AFLW being bigger there. They've done a terrific job, but even what they've done with their actual squad, they've gone number two in the comp for defence and number three for attack. And funnily enough, we've got the Adelaide Crows as number one for attack and number four for defence. So we've really got the two top sides up here. But what Brisbane have managed to do with picking and sort of putting lists together, you know, and they're led by the likes of Anderson, you know, even Bates. So they've got some really top-end talent there that if they can keep it there, that they can put a dynasty together for a long period of time.
They certainly can, and considering they're still, though, the mental barrier, just before we take a break, of making yet another grand final, they haven't yet broken through. Is that a scar almost in the back of their minds as they run out onto the field today, or are they just trying to push that to the side?
Yeah, it potentially could be. I mean, we mentioned that the list has been overhauled a little bit with the expansion clubs from 17 and 18, so that might be a good thing for them. Obviously, coming to Adelaide Oval, they've got to start well, don't they? They need to really play well in the first quarter. They've got to be hard at the footy, attack, get the ball going forward. They don't want to mess around with it too much. So if they can put the Crows' defence under a little bit of pressure early, they might get a bit jumpy. But let's be honest, it's going to be one in the midfield. There's no doubt about that.
It's going to be a very interesting contest, that's for sure. Sure, we're looking forward to bringing it to you here on Women's Footy on AFL Nation. It's all thanks to McDonald's. Try Macca's new McSpicy and Palmy Chicken Burger. Palmy or Palmer?
Depends where you are, isn't it? Yeah, it's Palmy here, isn't it?
I've always said Palmy here. Yeah, Dougie in Adelaide.
Palmer. I'll have to go with the locals saying, otherwise I may not get out of the Adelaide Oval.
You were Palmer man.
I'm a Palmer man. this is AFL Nation. Matthew Cox, Miles Spitzer and Richard Douglas with us in commentary this afternoon. Craig Starcevich to join us on the other side of this.
You're listening to Women's Footy on AFL Nation for McDonald's. Try Macca's new McSpicy and Palmy Chicken Burger. You're listening to Women's Footy on AFL Nation for McDonald's. Try Macca's new McSpicy and Palmy Chicken Burger.
You're listening to Women's Footy on AFL Nation for McDonald's. Try Macca's new McSpicy and Palmy Chicken Burger. We're very fortunate now to be joined by the coach of Brisbane's AFLW side, Craig Starcevich, this afternoon. Craig, appreciate your time.
No worries, guys.
It's a big day for you this afternoon, coming into yet another grand final appearance. What have you drawn on your past experiences coming into the match today?
That it's another game of footy with high stakes on the end of it. So, you know, we've had that little bit of experience in the first couple of years. However, our team's completely different. We've only got just over half a dozen left from that sort of little period. So, for the people that have been there before, it's great experience, but we've got a lot of new players. This will be their first one. But, you know, the resilience and grit that they've shown across the season in trying circumstances has been really good, and we think it'll hold them in good stead.
It's been a change, as you said, since the last time you made a grand final appearance back in 2018, and a lot of young kids are part of the side. Are you nervous that they may get a little overawed this afternoon?
Ordinarily, you'd say yes. But seeing the types of games that we've played this year and the circumstances, they've stepped up every single time. So, you know, never say never. Things can always go pear-shaped on the biggest day of the year. But the proof that we've sort of watched the last couple of months would give us a bit of confidence that it's not going to.
Craig, Miles Fitzner here, mate. We saw last week that Ebony Marinoff just had the ball on an absolute string, equaling the record there of her teammate in Hatchard. Are you going to put any time into Marinoff today? Is it worth running a tag with her?
We've got a few plans for a few of their players, actually. There's more than just Marinoff that we've got to concern ourselves about. Number 13 gives us some grief every time we play them. So there's a few out there that we've got to put some time and energy into. But primarily, too, we've got a game style that we think stacks up in finals with the type of game that we play that's built around pressure and team ethic and those sorts of things. So we're happy with our game style. But in terms of honing in on opposition players, that's always something that we, you know, tend to focus on from time to time. But there's more than just one player out there for the Crows to be worried about.
And back on your side of the equation, Craig, I'm curious, and I kind of would appreciate an insight into how you've dealt with someone of the ilk of Courtney Hodder this week. She only had the one disposal last week, and we know how instinctive that she can be. How do you get her to build her confidence coming into the match today to have an impact? And have you spent much time in conversation with her during the week?
Yeah, not just her. Indy Tahu played her first final last week, and there's a number of them that have done that too. So I think that game at the Gabba last week was a godsend for a lot of them, actually, just to get that one out of the way. The good thing about Courtney too, I mean, you can run your eyes down the disposals column if you like, but that's not how we judge her. We always talk about a balance between offense and defense, and her defensive game was super in that part of the ground, actually resulted in a few shots on goal. So you make contributions in footy in a lot of different ways, and not just offense.
Craig, last one from me. How does it feel to be the AFLW Coach of the Year?
I'm very humbled by receiving that one. However, it's a bit of a nod to all of our coaches and all of our off-field staff. We believe we've got the best fitness and medical staff in the comp. And our coaching crew is very well credentialed as well. So, yeah, tough to get the award, but it's more one for all of us.
And just as we do let you go, Craig, just to, again, I suppose you probably don't want to deflect this question a little bit, but considering what you've done for women's footy in Queensland and the rejuvenation of the list that it's gone through that we've already spoken about this afternoon, how does it feel for you personally to be back on the big stage? And if you were to win today, what would that mean for you?
Oh, no, it's fantastic achievement for everyone. Bree Brock, who's our manager, has been with me right through the journey as well, and that includes Queensland talent, 6 or 7 years ago. So, yeah, it's female footy's already in a very strong place in Queensland. So, getting a win today would certainly give that a nice little push along, but it's already in a strong place. And, you know, we're just proud of what our girls do in all of their seasons in terms of inspiring the next generation. So, yeah, happy that it'll give it an extra kick, but we already think we're in a good spot.
I appreciate your time on what's a very busy day, no doubt, for you this afternoon, Craig. And we wish you all the best in the clash against Adelaide. Hopefully, for your sake, the Lions might be able to get their first grand final win under their belt.
Good on you, guys. Appreciate the thought.
Craig Stasevic, the coach of the Brisbane Lions, as they prepare to go up against the Adelaide Crows this afternoon here at the Adelaide Oval. Our pre-game show continues to build with the bounce of the ball not far away. You're listening to Women's Footy on AFL Nation for McDonald's. Try Macca's new McSpicy and Party Chicken.
You're listening to Women's Footy on AFL Nation for McDonald's.
Try Macca's new McSpicy and Palmy Chicken Burger.
You're listening to Women's Footy on AFL Nation for McDonald's.
Try Macca's new McSpicy and Palmy Chicken Burger.
Welcome back to the Adelaide Oval as the build-up continues towards the 2021 AFLW Grand Final between the Adelaide Crows and the Brisbane Lions. Matthew Cox, Miles Fitzner and Richard Douglas in the commentary box with you this afternoon. And we're just sitting here admiring G Flip, who's currently providing the pre-match entertainment. Miles, I'm referring to you here because you seem to know a lot more about her than what Richie and I do.
No, just a very good Australian artist, and it's good that we've got her as a pre-game entertainment here. The crowd are absolutely loving it. They're packed in over there, set up with a stage on the hill in front of the, well, famous Adelaide scoreboard there, and just perfect conditions. Would you get a better day for football than this, Dougie? It is an absolute picture.
Yeah, no, you don't. Certainly not this time of year. It's been fantastic. So, weather's been great in Adelaide, hasn't it, for quite a while? So, we're looking forward to a great game.
Certainly has. 20 degrees, a forecast today, and winds only around that 10 or 11 kilometre an hour mark, Coxie. So, it should be perfect conditions for the football.
And nice and sunny as well. Dare I say, it reminds us a little bit of September,
which has got that adequate feel
to it this afternoon here at the Adelaide Oval. And we are expecting a relatively healthy crowd, somewhere between the 35,000, 40,000 mark, given the capacity restrictions. We'll bring the final crowd figure to you, but considering that there were 53,000 the last time there was a grand final played here in 2019 when the Crows demolished the Blues on that occasion, we should be heading for something similar.
I think that stood, didn't it, for a while as the second biggest crowd, or if not the biggest crowd that Adelaide Oval had ever had for some time.
Yeah, I think it might have, and I think it might have almost been the highest women's crowd in Australia until the Women's Cricket World Final might have knocked it off at the MCG. So,
Sharp early here, Dougie. Sharp work by you.
Our supporters, they rock up the Crows, so don't worry about that.
Well, just give us an insight into what the week's been like from an Adelaide perspective, how they've got around the Crows walking through town today. There are a lot of banners, streamers, messages of support coming through, and there's a lot of people walking around town with scarves, jackets and hats on, so they are really getting behind this Adelaide Crows outfit.
Yeah, absolutely. I think over the last 5 years, it's certainly built the excitement and the passion for the group. Obviously, results, you know, do that. But, you know, sharing the media with the men at the moment, but they're holding their own, the women. And a lot of the, you know, the storylines have been about Chelsea and that this week. But now we narrow our focus on the game. And, I'm just looking forward to it. Let's bring it on.
Absolutely. But you sort of, you're almost feeling this pre-game, it's taking too long and we sort of just want to get into the football. But we've seen in the advertiser this week, page after page and player profiles and a lot of the women doing media. I mean, the town's a buzz, it's a light. There's the banners are getting rolled out on the ground here at the moment. So getting closer, Coxie.
First time we've had banners on the footy field since COVID-19 impacted.
Is it?
Correct. Well, and it'll be returning to the AFL competition as well from round 6. So brilliant news for cheer squads to have the banners back. And as you said, the Brisbane have just unfurled their one out onto the ground.
Dougie, were you someone that went under the banner? Did you like going through the banner or do you go around the banner? Because everyone's got their own little superstition when it comes to the banner.
They do, don't they? Some blokes are really quirky with it. I love going through it and always paying your respects to the people that put in the hard work to absolutely rip it to shreds. So I remember as a young fellow, I used to make my own banners and run through it. It was fantastic. So running through the crate paper, it's fantastic. But the effort they put in, as you mentioned, is just fantastic. And they got to travel from Brisbane, obviously, with that banner. So that's no easy feat in an aeroplane these days. So good on the cheer squads and the supporters for doing that.
You just hope it doesn't end up with what happened to Collingwood's banner in the 2018 grand final when it blew apart.
And weren't they devastated? It's like the world had ended for them at that time.
For them, it means everything, isn't it? They spend all week in the lead up to it writing the messages on it. So glad to see that the banners are back in force here at the Adelaide Oval as we continue our preparations. Just back on the Chelsea-Randall situation, it's been the major headline for the week coming in to this match. As someone who's played the game, Richard, the impact that that'll have on the club, missing the skipper, the Bulldogs had a similar story in 2018 when Katie Brennan was suspended in the AFLW competition, but to be missing that leadership today. And she mentioned during the week she's taken on a bit of a parent figure with the club, and it was also really refreshing to hear her when, you know, people were saying, you know, why aren't you challenging the 12-day? Why aren't you trying to get over the top of it, given the protocols we've now got with concussion? Her response to that was not only really mature, but just inspiring.
Yeah, I've been fortunate enough to have a bit to do with Chelsea. She's an outstanding person and a great football person. The club are so lucky to have her leadership, as you mentioned, not just in the footy industry, but I think over all in all, she's just been outstanding. And she certainly will be missed. There's no doubt about that today. I think the Crows, when she hasn't played, the Crows have only won 2 of the 5 games. And when she has played, they've 17 from 20. So statistically, that's not a great thing for the Crows. But I think, as I mentioned before, I think it might actually galvanise the girls. Chelsea's a professional. She would be giving plenty of encouragement today, but not trying to get in their face too much and just let them play. Ange Foley will do a great job in her absence, and I'm sure Chelsea will be there to support him throughout the whole day, and then she'll play a role.
Well, Ange Foley, head of high performance at Seymour College here locally, is Ange Foley, so she's used to leadership positions and leading groups of women and one of the NT products, Ange, but it's unfortunate that situation. I mean, it's been much talked about with that concussion rule, and you hear Nick Riewoldt coming out saying, you know, he'd go to Supreme Court. There's got to be at some point in time, rather than a bye, but almost to the point where maybe someone can, you know, make their own decision and whether or not they can or can't. But unfortunately, Verge had a big year, amazing race as well with her partner, Rasic. And, it's been a huge up and down year for Chelsea Randall.
And the story as well about how I think she took Angela Foley for a walk to give her the captaincy
with the
as
dog.
Well. Yeah. And considering that Adelaide didn't have a nominated vice-captain, it's quite a remarkable story that's unfolded during the week, and a real mature and, as I said before, an inspiring story. If you haven't heard her comments, go to social media and check it out, because it really touches the heart. I might bring this opportunity to bring Alison Downey in, former Carlton ruck, who's been an expert with us here on Women's Footy on AFL Nation this season, as we welcome you to the broadcast this afternoon, Alison Downey. How do you think the Crows are going to cover the loss of Chelsea Randall?
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. Yeah, look, it'll be tough for them because she's such a leader by example. But I reckon they'll probably cover it by the crowd at Adelaide Oval, because that's about 10 players right there if they can get a run on. So, but they're players. They're smart. They're experienced in this type of situation. So I think, you know, they'll all band together and come together and try and get that win for her.
Take us back to 2019 when the Blues had to travel here and it was a real hostile environment with that 53,000 sitting in the stands here. From a Brisbane perspective, what would your advice be to them as they run out onto the field today?
My advice would be to take it all in, but I'd also tell them to try and get on top early, because if you can nullify that crowd, then you're in with a good chance to win, because once in that 2019 grand final, once the Crows sort of got a little bit of a run on, the crowd was sickening. I was on the bench at one point and it actually made me feel sick, the noise that they create there.
Alison, Miles Fitzner here, and good to join you. Alison, I sort of see it maybe as a battle of two big Titanic full forwards here in Davidson and Phillips, and who can kick a big bag of goals. Is that going to be a dominant play here, or do you think in grand finals, being sort of scrappy, it's just whoever can get their hands on the ball and keep the ball moving forward?
You see, I think it'll be more that style of play where, you know, who can get their hands on the ball, get it moving forward. Clearly, those two are key forwards, and that's going to be, you know, a defensive mindset for both defending lines. So I think it will be on those midfielders that can crumb, you know, the front and centres and get their hands on the ball and kick it forward and kick goals. I reckon it'll come down to that type of play.
Alison, Richie Douglas here. From a Brisbane point of view, you obviously got Hatchard and Marinoff, two outstanding footballers that just hunt the footy for the Crows. Would you send someone to them to try and nullify, or do you just go head-to-head? Obviously, Brisbane got a really strong midfield as well.
Yeah, I think I'd go head-to-head to start with. And Brisbane did a really good job last week with Collingwood's midfielders and sort of stopped them from doing what they do well. You know, so it might be that they might be a little bit more defensively minded, but they pushed Collingwood out of what they wanted to do. And that's what they seem to have done against all the teams that they've played, to stop them doing what they want to do. And they're quick, they're fast, they're really fit, Brisbane. So I think that's probably the mindset that they'll have as they go into the game.
As a fellow ruck, Alison Downey, who's joining us this afternoon as part of our pre-match show as we build up towards the 2021 AFLW Grand Final, if you were putting your ruck cap on, what's your insight into how you'd try and negate both Adelaide and Brisbane?
Well, you'd want to get your hands on the ball first, and I think a ruck that can be a presence forward, you know, sort of stop that wall and drag a defender to them to open up your tall forwards, to have a run at the ball and things like that. I think that will be the key, and get your midfielder with first hands on the ball.
Alison, what we need from you is we need a tip, and we're all going to do it. Pick a best on ground here, because your expert opinion, you're probably going to be closer than us, but have you got a tip for the best on ground or the medal winner and who's going to win the game?
Oh, gee, that's going to be... That's tough. Yeah.
Oh, come on, Alison. All year look, it comes down to the grand final. We need something from you. We need it.
Look, it's hard. It's hard to go past someone like Erin Phillips, and it's probably an easy out, but these sort of games are the games that she lives for, and these are the games that she steps up and plays really well. So I'm going to say, with her experience and what she's done in her career, I'm probably going to go the easy way and tip Erin Phillips as best on.
Well, she's won two of them before, if I'm not mistaken. So she could be three-time.
Can she match Dusty, yeah.
And
absolutely.
This is the second one she won. She did that after suffering the ACL injury in the grand final as well. So it's a remarkable achievement if that was to occur. Your tip, Al, what's where are you leaning towards this afternoon?
Oh, look, my heart is leaning towards Brisbane, because they've been there a couple of times and they haven't quite got the biscuits, or whatever you want to say, but my head is really saying Adelaide at Adelaide Oval. That's just going to be really tough to beat, and they are in form.
And just from an overall perspective, to watch these two stories unfold for the Adelaide Crows, and we've detailed the success that they've had over the 5 years that the AFLW has been in the competition, but also for the Brisbane Lions and the changes that they've undergone to be able to make it to this point. Just sum up your overall thoughts for both the Crows and the Lions and being almost the envy of the competition for the opposition.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, someone said to me the other day that the Crows still have 17 people on their list from the 2019 grand final. So they've got that advantage of they can maintain players because there is only one team in South Australia and they've got that NT connection. And so they've been really lucky, and you see why they're so successful over these last 5 years, take away last year, so essentially 4 years. But then you've got Brisbane, who have been hit hard with the turnover of players. So I think, you know, in terms of a story to tell and the way that they've gone about their business, to be in a third grand final, same as the Crows, they haven't been able to win it, but they've had turnover of players after turnover of players. So there's something going right there at the club, and they must look after their players well to be able to see that success no matter who's there.
Well, Alison, appreciate your time, not only this afternoon, but right throughout the season as Brisbane make their way out onto the ground here at the Adelaide Oval. Appreciate your contribution for the season. And we do hope, given that you have now departed the Blues, we do hope that we see you back in action in the AFLW next season.
Thank you, guys. I hope for a good game today.
Absolutely. Alison Downey, who has been a big part of women's footy on AFL Nation right throughout the 2021 season. We appreciate her contribution throughout the season and also her thoughts on this afternoon's game.
Hey, a little bit of mind games early here. Coxie with the banner. Their squawk, our roar. Time to level the score for Brisbane here. And we might have started early with the cheer squad.
And on the Adelaide banner that's also just gone up, one in, all in. And the hashtag that has become synonymous with the Adelaide Crows, we fly as one, as the Brisbane Lions have made their way out onto the field wearing their Indigenous Guernsey this afternoon, the clash strip as well for the Brisbane Lions. So
that doesn't make it any easier for us with the white cocks.
No, it's a little, the numbers on the back will might be a little challenging to see up from our vantage point here at the Adelaide Oval, but it is a brilliant Guernsey, we must admit.
It was crowd building nicely though, we must say. There's getting here for the start, it's great to see. Getting up around 20-25, would have thought at the moment.
I was going to say, your expert opinion, given that you two are the locals, what are we hoping for this up? There's the number that's being bandied around and the COVID restrictions that we're going to try and make the capacity. Will it get there this afternoon?
I don't think we'll quite get to 40. I think we're going to be just north of 30,000, but it is building here in the last sort of 10 minutes, hasn't it? Packed in. And I'm looking out the back of the commentary box out here, and there is lines still lining up outside. If you are listening in Adelaide, come on down. But you'll be able to see on the TV, though, Coxie, that the crowd is certainly packing in. We're definitely going to get north of 30, I think.
The beauty about Adelaide, we don't need more than 30 to make plenty of noise, and I'm sure there'll be no shortage of noise here today with the local fans. Obviously pretty loud.
Yeah, hostile environment. That's what they made when Carlton travelled here for the 2019 Grand Final. It's nice to be here considering last year we didn't get to this day because of COVID shutting the season down. We only got the semi-finals out of the way last season. So it's nice to be here at the Adelaide Oval, the Grand Final day, as the Adelaide Crows get set to come out of the race and make their way onto the Adelaide Oval here this afternoon. It's a brilliant day for footy.
Listen to this as they come out. Ooh-wee.
There's an indication as the Crows come out onto the ground. There's the, well, they're not quite fireworks, but they're sort of the powdery type.
Yeah, that's what you play for, isn't it? How good it puts the hair on the back of the neck up, and that roar there, that's what we talk about, the home crowd, and that's what Brisbane's up against today. It's going to be a challenge. If they can certainly match in that first quarter, it's going to go a long way to set them up, but you know, as a supporter of football, this is just what you love, isn't it? Regardless if it's men or women, this is just fantastic.
As we continue our pre-game show this afternoon live from the Adelaide Oval, the bounce of the ball just under 15 minutes away for the 2021 AFLW Grand Final. Richard Douglas, Miles Fitzner, Matthew Cox here with you this afternoon. It's all thanks to McDonald's. Try Macca's new McSpicy and Palmy Chicken Burger. This is Women's Footy on AFL Nation. We'll clear our final commitments this afternoon before getting the bounce of the ball underway at the Adelaide Oval, the 2021 AFLW Grand Final. It'll be the Crows attempting to win their third premiership from three attempts up against the Brisbane Lions, who'll be searching for their first premiership
having already made two grand finals previously and lost them both by 6 points. The bounce of the ball on the other side of this.